Fred Film Radio, Festival du Cannes, France.
Fred Film Radio, this is Chiara Nicoletti from the 76th Cannes Film Festival. I'm with Lisandro Alonso, director of Erica, screening here in the Cannes premiere section. So, first of all, how would you describe Erica? As I read some reviews and someone said that this was the biggest challenge for you since your first film.
Yeah, absolutely. No, because I'm like a very minimal kind of filmmaker. So my films is just a day in the life of whatever, different people. And especially in this one, I just try to force myself in order to jump to different geographies, countries, cultures. So I never imagined that I was going to shoot a film in English in a native reservation. But suddenly I say, okay, why not? And then I was doing a fellowship in Boston, and then I started to get in contact with people from the reservation because Viggo Mortensen knows about them, and he just tell me, okay, why don't you go if you are interested? You should travel and meet this and this and this. And then I just go there and start to spend some time watching them, the way they live, and how it's for them to stay here around us. It's not an easy situation that they are just passing by.
How did you come up with the idea of, let's say, dividing the film in three parts and not making a more classical film about those people from the reservation?
Well, in order to find money, you need to present your project to different countries. So I thought, well, maybe I need to do some more geographical kind of storytelling. But no, the idea, I think it was, I know a lot of people think is there's three films, and I just saw the film like only it's a unique piece. I don't think like there's three parts. Obviously, I mean, if you see the black and white film, but this is a TV show that nobody sees on the reservation because nobody thinks that kind of films represent them in any how. It's just like put the radio when during you are cooking or whatever. So, and I think it was a good excuse for me to do this kind of dream boy about, okay, I'm going to shoot a Western in black and white, and, you know, because I grew up watching Westerns. But then this is just entertainment. It's pure fiction. It's fake. It's not real. Nobody feels represented by the kind of films. Or at least that's my opinion. So it's like, I don't know, like movies from platforms nowadays. I don't feel represented by, even if I enjoy them and I put them all the time, I don't think I'm part of that kind of information that kind of films offer to the audience. But that's my thing. I mean, we can be agree or not, but then we jump to this real time, real kind of documentary, you know, kind of shooting, following the a police officer. She's a real police officer. So I learned a lot about, I think she was the best excuse for me to, through her journey at night, to sit and discover different situations, domestic situations. So like everyday problems they have. They happen all around. But I think I try not to be that rude, you know, showing things. Just in order to suggest you problems that may happen every minute.
This is the kind of film that has to be experienced in the movie theater.
I was forced to watch it in a computer because I was editing. But when I think about to try to enjoy the film in a bigger kind of ceremony, like films, theaters does, you know. So, yeah, I think, I mean, you can watch it, it's possible, but probably your phone is going to ring and you never will be back on the computer. Yeah. Well, I think I grew up without phones, you know, so the way I think about cinema is always like in the big screen, somehow.
What do you expect from this experience at the Cannes Film Festival, and what do you think is the mission of film festivals nowadays?
To give me the opportunity to make another film. That's all I need. Yeah. I mean, and to meet people and, you know, just keep talking about realities or, you know,
or dreams
or choices about where to go next. That's all I need. Don't close my own door. Let's see. I never know.
Grazie, Lisandro.
Piacere enorme. Grazie mille tu.
And I would like to thank Lisandro Alonso, director of Eureka, screening at the 76th Cannes Film Festival in the premiere section. And this is Chiara Nicoletti for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.